The first petition is, hallowed be your name. I mentioned this last month that the Lord's Prayer has six petitions. It also has a solemn address, and that's all we looked at last time. Our Father who is in heaven, the creator-creature distinction there. But the first petition I did not get to last time, so I wanted to get to that this time. Hallowed be your name. So this petition is the first, and I think there's good reason that it is the first. It's something that we are asking God, the Lord. We are asking that His name would be hallowed. May your name be hallowed, is more to the point. But what are we asking here? When we pray, hallowed be your name, we are asking God to do something with reference to His name. I'll talk about what His name means here in a second. We're asking God for change, right? When we pray, we're asking God for change. This is a part of the Lord's Prayer. Therefore, when we say, hallowed be your name, we're asking God for change. But obviously, we're not asking God to change His name. We're asking God to hallow His name. May your name be sanctified or hallowed by creatures, basically. We're not asking Him to change His attributes, change who He is, what He is. We're asking Him to make Himself, or we're not asking Him to make Himself other than He is. Like, change yourself and then reveal yourself in this changed fashion. You know, that would be ludicrous. But we are asking Him to change something. Just what that is, I'll get to in a minute. But let's consider this, your name. Hallowed be your name. Here's what a helpful commentator on this from the 16th century. Here's what he says. The name of God denotes God Himself. God Himself, so far as His attributes are made known to us, is denoted by the name of God. And the reason why he says that is for good reason, especially in the Old Testament, but it happens in the New Testament, and I'll cite at least one, if not two, of those. Especially in the Old Testament, the name of God is put in the place of God, or means God. Psalm 20, verse 1, for instance, says this. I always try to do this without my glasses. Says this, may the name of the God of Jacob set you securely on high. May the name of the God of Jacob set you securely on high. So here, the name of stands for God. It's Isaiah 50, verse 1 is similar. It says, let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. In the New Testament, we have our Lord saying this in John 17, 6, I manifested thy name to the men whom thou gavest me out of the world. So when we pray, hallowed be your name, we're not singling out anything in God. Your name includes all that God has revealed himself to be. So the better we know God, the more hallowed his name is to us, or at least potentially, because we learn about God in his works of nature and grace and salvation in his word, in his word. And the word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Therefore, the better we know the God of the word, according to the manner in which he has revealed himself, the more potential there is for the hallowing of his name by us. But what are we asking in this petition? Hallowed be your name. And remember, I mentioned that we're requesting change when we pray. Hallowed be your name. But change in what, or change in whom? Obviously not change in God, or change in the names through which we may know something about God. We're asking for change to occur, not in heaven, but on earth. Not in the Creator, but creatures, and we should start with us, with ourselves. We ought to ask God to help us better know Him, that we might more properly honor Him and hallow His name. It's as if we could pray this petition in this way. Lord, knowing that You do not and cannot change, change the changeable. Creatures are changeable. I'm a creature, therefore I'm changed. Change me. I don't respect. I don't hallow. I don't treat Your name properly as I ought to. Matter of fact, change me is what we're saying. But also, change others. May Your name be hallowed, just by me? No, but by others, by Your people, by lost people coming to Christ, we could say, as well. So make Your name what it truly is in my own soul and in the souls of others. Thou changest not, but Thou can change me and others. Please change me. That's what we pray. So when we pray, hallowed be Your name, we're asking God to change us, to make us to esteem, to reverence, and to appreciate all that He is, that is knowable to us, to know Him better, and to respond to the knowledge of God we possess in appropriate ways, or more appropriate ways than we have in the past. Because the knowledge of God leads to the fear of God and different quality of life for His glory. So hallowed be Your name. Make Your name to be known in a deeper manner. Who You are to be known in a deeper manner in my own soul. You know, one of the evidences of a life that pleases God is increasing in the knowledge of God. Increasing in the knowledge of God, Colossians chapter 1. So as we increase in the knowledge of God, and God, you know, assuming God's helping us do that, we're knowing who God is, His attributes, the Trinity of persons who share the singular one and same divine essence, the mystery of it all. The more we understand who He is, I think the better we are at hallowing His name. Because the more we know God, in one sense, the more we realize we don't know God. The older I get, and I am getting older, I'm 59 now, you know, the more I realize this, that this last 10 years of my life, maybe a little longer, probably about 10 years, I've done a little shift in my focus on study, and I've concentrated a lot on the doctrine of God and the Trinity in my reading. I think it comes out in my preaching too. And I think that's a good thing. And the more I do that, and sometimes I'm reading some, you know, wonderful book, I realize the more I understand God, the less I understand Him. Whoever said this, it would indeed be strange if God were not strange to us. He's strange. He's not a creature. He's not dependent. He's not made. He's not put together. He doesn't tire. He doesn't get weary. All the things that we are, He's not, you know. We are created in the image of God, but God's not like us. We are faint replicas of some aspect of Him. So I think it is very clear. If we're going to hallow His name, one of the ways we can do that is not merely pray, when we should pray, but get to know God as He has revealed Himself more and better. So, But I did last time, after we thought through a couple things, I had some contemplations. I just have one tonight, one contemplation, and it is this. Prayer is a means through which God works change on the earth. You know, I already said that in different words. But let's consider that. Asking for the name of God to be hallowed assumes it is not hallowed as it ought to be at this point. When I pray, Lord, may your name be hallowed in my heart and life, what am I assuming? It's not hallowed like it ought to be. When we pray, we are assuming also that prayer is a means through which God changes, not himself, but us. Hallowed be thy name in my heart. May your name be hallowed. May you change me through the means of prayer in order that my soul, based on my intellectual accumulation of knowledge about you, that my soul would respond properly, not just in prayer and public worship and private worship, but all throughout my life, certainly including public and private worship as well. We're assuming that prayer has been appointed by our Lord as a means through which blessings, help, change comes from outside of our souls to souls on the earth by God. So hallowed be your name is a request for God to work hallowing grace into our souls. It recognizes that God is active in the souls of his children. This is a good thing, by the way. God tinkers with his children's souls. He sanctifies us. It recognizes our dire need for such divine action toward and within us. That's what prayer is, the soul's recognition of need and also of ultimate source, God. If prayer, both private and public, is a means through which God works change on the earth, then the child of God must engage in such activities for the well-being of his or her soul and the souls of others. If prayer is a means through which God changes the affairs of men on the earth and God calls us to prayer, then true believers are going to pray. Now, if you're anything like me, which I assume you are, sorry, we're kind of in this thing together, a prayer isn't always the easiest thing. Is that correct? And then sometimes, even when you're praying, you feel, you know, like you're just repeating yourself. Every day I pray the same thing. So, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done. Give us this day our daily bread. You know, you go through, the routine. Here's one of the things that I want to encourage you with. It was Jesus, our Lord himself, who said, pray then in this manner. Okay? He gave us the principles, the six petitions. Here is the sinless Son of God incarnate telling us how to pray. That's a good thing. So if you sit there and say, well, I'm going to start using the Lord's Prayer as a paradigm, as a model, as an outline for my personal prayer life, I'm going to do it every day. And then 4 days in, you go, man, this is just like the same thing over and over. Stop. The Lord Jesus instituted this prayer. It's okay. By the way, it's not only okay, it's necessary to pray quite often, hallowed be your name. And I think Psalm 40, verse 16, I hope this is true of you. I want it to be true of me more and more. May it be true of all of us. This is Psalm 40, verse 16. Let all who seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let those who love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. It's a great verse. the Lord be. That's what we're praying when we're saying, hallowed be. Magnify, make yourself known for who you are to my own soul and to the souls of others more and more and more and more. This is actually, well, I'm getting into the next sermon, so I've come to preach one sermon at tonight, not two. But hopefully you can see how important this is, the awe and the reverence that God ought to get from us is never given to him as it ought to be. There's a hymn. We have not loved thee as we ought. We have not hallowed thy name as we ought. I feel like sometimes a kindergartner in hallowing the name of God. God help me. God help all of us to hallow your name, to sanctify it, to treat it as it ought to be, and to represent you before others as we ought as well. I was reading a book this afternoon on the first petition, and one of the things the author did, it was a Christian author, is he quoted a pagan Greek philosopher who, just based on general revelation, said something like this. In light of the fact that our Creator has given us hands to garden with, we ought to sing praises to Him every moment. Something like that. A pagan said that without reading the Bible. Now, the Christian guy said maybe he was influenced by the Bible. I don't know. But he said, if a pagan can do that, somebody that didn't believe, as far as we know, in the Lord Jesus Christ, but just recognized from the effects himself, back to an ultimate cause, God, that he had hands that he could pick carrots, pull carrots out of the ground, and then wash them, and then cook them, and maybe carrots isn't the best example, but and eat them with salt and butter, of course. No, those are amazing things, and those are things we take for granted. So at least I do. Sean probably doesn't, but at least I do. The little things. God has given us the ability to breathe. God has given us the ability to grow, to eat food, and then to grow when we're sleeping too. God has given us the ability to fall asleep and wake up. I mean, these are some of the things this Greek philosopher was saying about his observations of nature. Now, if he can do that based on his observations of nature, how much more so should the Christian who has seen the work of God in salvation through Christ, what he did in his Son and the sufferings and glory of our Savior, and brought that message to our own souls, enlightening our minds to be able to see God's glory in the gospel, how much more so should we hallow his name who have seen, who understand this great doctrine of salvation? So I'm just kind of rambling here, trying to land the plane, but I'll say this. May the Lord help us to hallow his name, influencing us, changing us, so that we hallow him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. And there's no justice that I can give to this first petition, except to say, hallowed be your name. Do your work in our hearts so that we would be affected, changed, altered, moved, shaped, in order that we might better live. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.